is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. Hundreds of people are expected at a women's rally and march this afternoon in Fargo. It's been a year since women around the world marched in support of women's rights and human rights. Organizer Nicole Mattson with the group Indivisible says the march is happening because of strong community interest.
I think a lot of people felt heartened by the march last year. It gave them a lot of hope and it gave them a lot of energy. And I think people are looking to get that hope and energy back again.
Mattson says the focus of this year's march is to challenge participants to get more involved in supporting political candidates, advocating for issues they support, or running for political office. A gathering in St. Paul is also planned for tomorrow to mark the anniversary of the Women's March. Sides are already forming ahead of a legislative debate over who should be able to repair electronic devices like cell phones and tablets. A Minnesota Senate committee took testimony yesterday on a bill that would compel device manufacturers to supply parts and information to independent repair shops. Some companies require product owners to go through them or repair firms they certify. Republican Senator Dave Osmek of Mound says he's willing to work with opponents of his bill as long as consumers get more flexibility.
There's a lot of work yet to be done. This is not a finished product, but I do want to make sure that the people, the organizations that are against this, need to come to the table to find a way where we can continue this discussion and not, as I said before, stick people's heads in the sand.
Device makers and some retailers say releasing information too widely could pose security risks or compromise their intellectual property. Solar panels being installed on the roof of the new Minnesota Senate building are expected to begin generating electricity this spring. The Department of Administration has been working toward cleaner energy for the Capitol complex through efficiency projects and an agreement with Xcel Energy. Commissioner Matt Massman says rooftop solar is a good investment for the state.
Ultimately, we're spending the same amount of money or less over the 20 to 25 year lifespan of these solar panels. And we're getting cleaner energy in the process. So that just seems like a win-win to me.
Massman says the buildings are in use when the sun is shining. So solar panels reduce the building's maximum electricity load and help avoid peak demand electricity rates. The Senate building was designed to accommodate solar panels, but Massman says he expects solar will be added to some existing state buildings as well. In sports, tomorrow the Philadelphia Eagles host the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game. A win against the Eagles on Sunday will land the Vikings in Super Bowl 52. And the weather warm-up continues through the weekend. Minnesota highs are expected to be mostly in the 30s this weekend, but there's potential for substantial snow Sunday evening through Monday from southwestern Minnesota through the Twin Cities metro area and into western Wisconsin. A winter storm watch has been issued for those areas. This has been NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.